I was on the outreach team called Healing on the Streets. And so at the beginning of December, we went out to see what God would like to do out on the streets with people we didn't know at all. And the first day, a couple from the team went out and spoke to a man who we call the Baker Man, and his name is Dave. And they chatted to him, and they really found favour with him and favour with God. And they came back with two individual tarts that he'd given them, and very nice French tarts. And they shared them with a whole team of 8 or 10 or something. The next week, I went out with another person from the team and chatted with Dave, and he was very friendly between the customers coming and going, as you can imagine. And towards the end, we said, is there anything we could pray for you? And he said, I've got terrible pain in my knees. I was a carpet fitter, and I have completely damaged my knees. I've had pain constantly for 7 years. And we said, well, can we pray for you? We believe that God can heal people today. And he said, yes, that would be great. And can you pray for my back as well? So we prayed for them, for both his knees and his back. I was really stirred that this man said, I'm going to have this pain for the rest of my life. And something in me really rose up and said, no, my God can heal this. And so we prayed with authority and faith. And at the end, we said, how does it feel, Dave? And he said, yeah, it feels a bit better. And we thought, I'm not sure what God's done here. And we said bye and left. And the next week, we went to see him again. And we just turned to see him, and his face was just alight. And he said, I got up on the next morning, on the Friday, and he said, the pain had completely gone in both my knees and my back. And he said, on the Saturday, I was playing football. I haven't done that for years. And he's regularly been in the gym since then. We then had a sense that actually God wanted to bring salvation for this man. And so over the weeks and months, until May actually, we just went back and just chatted with him. And we got towards the beginning of May, and we just felt there were times when the Spirit just was with him, and he was really engaged, and other times when he wanted us to stop talking and chat about something else. But over the time, we just built a relationship with him, and in May, he gave his life to Jesus. He has been transformed. It's so real for him. And the joke of it was that he said, I'm trying to convert my brother, but he is being so slow.
Thank you so much. Let's thank Fran. So as part of TSM, we go out every week into different areas of Bedford to step out. And so that's just one of the stories from one of the outreach teams there. Our second story comes from all the way from Bolton, Martin. Both the story and Martin are from Bolton, so he's just walking down at this time.
So many people here, I've never... It's scary. Yeah, this is a... I know some people have heard this story before, but I make no apologies for telling it again. I must have told it about 50 times since it happened, so, you know, Stu knows what I'm talking about. This happened where I live in Bolton. I had to take my car for service, and so the guy's got this idea. I've known him 25 years, but he's got this idea about me that I've just retired. It's pipe and slippers and, you know, that kind of thing. And yet he says, you're putting a few miles on here, aren't you? You know, sort of questioning, how could I be doing that and putting my feet up all week. And I said, yeah, I'm on this course in Bedford. And I go on a Thursday, I come back on a Friday, and it's 350 miles round trip. He says, right then, what's that about then? I said, well, he's not a believer, he's not a Christian, so how do you explain that, you know? And so I said, well, imagine sometime in the future, you need healing, you're ill, you need healing. Well, you might ring me up and I might come and pray for you and God might heal you, you know, will heal you. He said, okay, well, what happens if I'm ill now? Yeah. And so, right, now, he doesn't look ill. In fact, he looks as fit as a butcher's dog, you know what I mean? He's mending my car, isn't he? You know, I mean, come on. So I said, are you ill? He said, yeah, I've got this awful pain in my shoulder, very nagging pain that when I sit down at night, it's always there. When I go to sleep, it's always there. I've been to a consultant at the hospital. I've had an MRI scan. Anybody been through that? You know what I mean? That circular donut thing. And he said, I've been through that, and it's all, nobody knows what it is. Right. So I said, well, do you want me to pray for you then? Yes. And I said, wait. I said, are you expectant that God will heal you? He says, yes, shouldn't I be? So I thought, secretly, I'm thinking, every time I open my mouth, I'm getting in deeper, you know what I mean? So I just prayed for him, and then I left. I know you're supposed to check it out, but I didn't. I was out of there, don't worry. I was thinking, there was about a three-week gap, and all the time I was thinking, he's going to think I'm a real nutter, you know, this isn't, you know, I'm not comfortable in this area, you know. And so I dream up this excuse to go back and see him about some oil or something. And he says, he talks, he's a nice bloke, you know, how's your family, how's this, how's that? I said, yeah, but how's your shoulder? He said, well, funny thing that about 2 weeks ago, it just, the pain just went. So his partner said, how could it just go? You've had it for years. How could it just go? And so he had to tell her that I'd been to pray for him. Anyway, while I was there the second time, he said, now, can you pray for my wrist? He said, it's an old injury. So I've been a couple of times and prayed for his wrist. He says it's that certainly God has made it 90% better. And he said you're getting a reputation as a miraculous healer. I said, no, it's nothing to do with me. Believe me, it's all God. Anyway.
Great. I love hearing those stories. I've heard them lots, but it's just so good to hear them. And there's so many through the TSM year of just God being good and just so many stories of that. But along with all the stuff that we do out on the streets and blessing the community, there's also part of the TSM journey is a lot of what God does in people's hearts and on the inside. And kind of like Simon was talking about in the worship about lots of chains being on people, kind of throughout the TSM year, lots of chains from people just get removed and people just get a bit freer. So we just also want to share some stories of that this morning. So if we could welcome up the wonderful Valerie from Milton Keynes. She's just going to share a bit of her story.
Thank you. I brought my notes just in case I dry up because my heart is very full. I just want to thank all the friends and family of all the people I did TSM with. Thank you so much for lending all your loved ones to me because I've had such a wonderful time with them. And I appreciate that it's a sacrifice for you. Thank you. I've had a complete ball from beginning to end. Sorry, thank you. I've had a complete ball from beginning to end. It's been wonderful. It's been so much fun. I have to say that TSM is a very safe place. If you need, like me, a lot of freedom, it's a great place. In some ways, it's not at all safe, but in all the right ways. I live in Milton Keynes, and I got my little car with my little orphan heart. I'd visited TSM twice before, and I was desperate. I knew exactly why I needed to be here, and God didn't disappoint me. I think very early on, I was standing worshipping God, and he showed me a picture of what I looked like the little person in this frozen scene. And I just worshipped God. I didn't know what to do. And Wendy looked over to me and said, "You're in a box, and God is setting you free." And bang. And that's when it all started. And it was exactly like chains being unraveled from me. And sometimes it felt like they were a bit difficult to unpick, but I just knew that God would do it, and he did. Bit by bit by bit, God set me free from more and more things. And as TSM went on, it just got faster and faster till, like, the last third, I just felt like I was whirling. And the other thing that God did was he was putting new things into me. He renewed my hope. I think one of the real battles I've always had was with fear, I think particularly to do with my family. And I learned that fear is having faith in the enemy, and that I'm called to have faith in God. And the difference now is he's planted fields of hope in my heart. It's very different. TSM changes the way that you think. And I think because it's over 9 months, you've got plenty of time, and I needed that time. And I'm just trying to think what else I wanted to say now. But I thank you. Thank you to Wendy. Wendy's watched over us like a mum. She's just always there. And I think what the team do that minister to us is that they minister the presence of the Holy Spirit. I think that's what's so powerful about it. And I go away with all these wonderful things in my head, but more or less in my heart. It's changed the way I think. So thank you.
And for our next story, I'd love to welcome up Marco from Netherlands.
I'm a little bit overwhelmed here because my parents surprised me today to come to Bedford. It's just amazing. Thank you. Without them, this was definitely not possible, and I just love them so much, and I want to thank you for loving me, and you're great. When I, in September, came from the Netherlands to Bedford, I just got healed from depression. And when I got healed, God started to talk to me about doing TSM and moving to Bedford. I didn't know the King's Arms, I didn't know TSM, I knew no one here. And I thought it was all about the supernatural and healing, and that's where I came from. I came for the healing, for the prophetic, and actually the revelation of this year hasn't been the supernatural. It has been the revelation of the intimacy of the Father that I have. And this revelation, it's just amazing. From that place of revelation, I learned what it is to live, and to what actually life comes from that place. Life comes from the revelation of the Father. And from that place, actually, when I found that, when God gave me that revelation, I found more and more passion for God. And I found more and more joy for God. And in that, from that place came the love for myself. I started to love myself. And I've always felt that I was different and I didn't fit in. And now I still feel that I'm different, but I definitely fit in. And from that place of intimacy, that revelation, came also purity. I struggled for years of porn and sexual addiction, and for years I tried discipline, and I tried all kinds of things to get rid of it. But actually the revelation of the intimacy and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that brought me freedom. And that's why I learned at TSM, and that's what I got. And from that place of intimacy, flowed the supernatural. So where I came from, I got a different revelation, but that revelation flowed the supernatural. And healing flowed on the street and in the secret place. It just developed amazingly. And that's the beautiful thing about God. If you find him, the rest will come. The rest will come in itself. And TSM taught me authenticity. I was able to tell and repent of the biggest secrets of my life, sometimes with big consequences. And TSM taught me honor. I learned to bless people when judgment came in my heart. And I just learned when judgment came from a person, I just learned to bless them and come with it in the opposite spirit. I can honestly say that I'm completely changed this year. And I'm determined to keep passionate for God. And I'm determined to develop a lifestyle built on the foundations of the school.